This is John Batchelor. Conversation with my colleague Josh Rogan, who writes global opinions for The Washington Post, about the speech by Mr. Netanyahu and the fact that the vice president, Ms. Harris, did not attend. Was it purposeful? Josh answers straightforwardly, and then it fills in the details about the meeting between the vice president and the prime minister, and why. Here's Josh Rogan. The speech not attended by the vice president, and what comes next?
Yes, that was purposeful. She could have been there. Dozens of Democrats, mostly progressive Democrats, didn't attend. She made a conscious decision not to attend. And then she stage managed her meeting with Netanyahu later at her office very carefully in order to send a very clear signal that she's not happy with the Israeli prime minister. She wouldn't do remarks with him after the speech. She had a sour look on her face when she was shaking hands with him, and she basically leaked that she read him the Riot Act. Now, I don't think it moved Netanyahu, but it certainly was intended to provide her cover for making an appeal to voters, especially in places like Michigan, where the Biden-Harris Israel policy has lost them support and could lose them that state and could lose them that election. So that's the needle she's trying to thread. She can't get too far away from the current policy, but she has to distinguish herself in order to make a plausible case to bring back a lot of those voters that, especially on the Democratic progressive side, that the Biden administration has lost over the past 10 months.